here on our farm in Pegara, which is right in the middle of King Island, and we're looking at the sun going down over the west, over the dam. We're looking at our new composting toilet, which has only just got its roof on in the last half hour. We're building in a public access toilet so that we can have a few more people here a bit more conveniently.
You said that you're wanting to have public access to your farm here. It's because you've built a whole new system here and experience for people. Can you tell me how it all works, what you've got going on here?
Okay, well, predominantly we're a family beef farm, which has been in James's family for four generations. So we're just making it a little bit different and diversifying it a bit now. We've got 15 acres here where we're building a hay bale house. So we're going to live on this eventually. We're putting in systems so that we can provide as much self-sufficiency as we can. We grow all our own veggies. We've got little enterprises going here. I've got organic garlic, which we sell on King Island and off King Island. I have a native plant nursery, which has been going for about 10 years. So we sell to the locals and for all kinds of projects. So that's purely King Island indigenous plants. So I grow them myself, collect the seed, grow them. And we've planted a lot of those around the property in the last 15 years. We've put in two dams. One was about 15 years ago, and that's now actually grown up in native. So we have a little forest here already. We've put in a wetland below that where there's a lot of frogs happening. At the bottom end of the property, we have a relatively new dam which will close our water loop. So the idea is that we have plenty of water here for everything we want to do, and it'll cycle round. We'll pump it up with solar and gravity feed it through our orchard, which we have, and yeah, all our veggie gardens and everything. So it all works.
So that's quite the system, and I guess that's one of the main principles that you're working towards, isn't it? That it's a using your interest in permaculture in the operation here. Can you tell me how you've applied some permaculture principles here?
We're looking after the wild things as well as ourselves. So yeah, just introducing some of the native things that would have been here, putting those back that have disappeared from King Island. We've got lots of plants and trees that have become locally rare or extinct.
For example?
We've got celery top pines, which we brought back in from northern Tassie. They disappeared from King Island in the 1950s through fire, but mainly fire. We've got sassafras, which is common elsewhere, but not so much here. We've got the native pepperberries, which are pretty hard to find in certain areas. Native olive, which there's not much of that left. Yeah, just a few things like that, which adds to the bird life and the wildlife. Our food sources as well as us.
Well, why don't we go for a little bit of a wander down to the dam, and just while we're walking, why do you want to share this with people?
Well, we just like to offer an experience that's a little different from what has been on King Island regards tourism, I guess. We just want to show people how things can all work in a system that provides all your needs, basically, or as much as we can, of course. But we think it's a beautiful property, and we're quite proud of the things we've put here and some of the functions it performs. Yeah, it's just a lovely place to come and relax, basically. People can see birds and see our veggie gardens operating and the orchard. Everyone loves coming and having a fresh apple out of the orchard. Something a bit different.
So we've walked around a little bit, and we're standing in front of your soon-to-be hay bale house. But you've got a really interesting setup here with the French dam, and you've planted some interesting species here. What's this part of your system all about?
Okay, well, the part just down here is actually our French drains, which will take the grey water from the house when it's operating. And it's covered in sand on the top, so I figured that's the only beach I'm going to have. So I've put a beach garden along that, so it's just showing what some of the native coastal plants are. So that's through there. And then below that, to take advantage of the water below the French drains that will be soaking through the soil, I've put a row of loquat trees interspersed with some native legumes to catch the nitrogen out of the air, put back in the soil. And then below that, it all goes down into native wetland, basically, with forest species in it.
Amazing. And who have we got here? What's your name?
Evan.
You're Carmen's son, obviously. And who have you got in your hands?
A guinea pig, Eugene.
What do you think about your farm?
It's definitely better than sitting inside.
He loves the birds here. He knows all the names of the birds.
Not all.
What do you like about the birds?
My favourite's the golden whistler, that we get a few of them around, and the sea eagles come over occasionally.
Do you like being able to see what you eat grow in the garden?
Yeah, it's nice to know where it comes from, and so you know it hasn't been poisoned or something.
Thanks, Evan. As we're walking down, I'm sort of having my own little tourism experience here, really. What kind of reception have you had from people who experience your farm here?
Well, we've had quite a few people come through, especially with the Long Table Festival every year. And, yeah, we get a really good feedback from most people. They say it's very interesting to see how it all fits together. They enjoy the lovely environment that's here, and they find things like our bees interesting.
Bees?
Oh, yes. James is an avid hobby beekeeper. So we've got some hives around the place. There's one over near the dam. There's some in the middle there. So they, you know, not only do they provide us with about a year's supply of honey, if we're lucky, they pollinate the orchard and provide him with something fun to do. Here comes the sea eagle straight over our head.
Oh, it looks so beautiful.
Yeah. He might be looking
and look at
for...
the sun on its belly. So for coming for your well-being, what's it like for you living here in such a wholesome base?
I love it, really. My work here is here every day, doing something with quite a vision with it for the long term. I used to work in a bank in Tassie for 10 years before I came here, so to have an office like this now is quite fantastic, really. I feel like now we're sort of we're at that place where it's all coming together. We can start offering it to the public. It's just lovely to be here every day, and yeah,